Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, September 19th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1339. House Republicans rejected their own funding bill after Donald Trump demanded that the government be shut down if legislation requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote is not passed. Non-citizen voting, of course, is already illegal in federal elections, and voter fraud committed by non-citizens is exceptionally rare and practically non-existent. The claim that non-citizen voting is a widespread problem has been repeatedly debunked. Lawmakers now have until September 30th to extend government funding. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he was disappointed by the vote, which he lost by a margin of 220 to 202. He added, "We ran the play. It was the best play. It was the right one. And so now we go back to the playbook. We'll draw up another play and we'll come up with a solution." And finally, Trump criticized the Federal Reserve's decision to lower interest rates for the first time in 4 years during a campaign stop at a Bitcoin-themed bar. Trump suggested that the central bank was playing politics and that the economy must be very bad. Earlier in the day, the Fed cut rates from a range of 5.25 to 5.5% down to between 4.75 and 5% in response to the committee gaining greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2% and concluded that the risks to achieving its employment and inflation goals are roughly in balance. And in the polls, the Washington Post says 48% of registered voters in Pennsylvania support Kamala Harris, while 47% support Trump. Among likely voters, Harris and Trump are both tied at 48%. And the New York Times says if the 2024 presidential election were held today, 50% of voters in Pennsylvania say they'd vote for Harris, while 46% say they'd support Trump. Nationally, the two are tied at 47%. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.